Hey everybody, it's good to be with you today. I want to talk about the digital marketing tools that you're going to need to succeed. And I'm going to try to keep them all 100% free. There shouldn't be any in here that aren't free. And if there are, comment below and complain, because I don't want to offer anything that's going to cost you money. My goal here is to help you to learn digital marketing completely free. Don't spend a penny. Learn it for yourself, because you know your business better than anybody. So why trust somebody else to market it? Just doesn't make sense. Today, I want to talk about those specific tools that you're going to need to use if you want to really make an impact on your website, increase traffic, increase your social reach, and see the results that you want, and ultimately bring in more money. So let's dive right into it, okay? I want to talk about first tools for measuring success. This is the number one most important thing that you can do in digital marketing. Set yourself up for success by being able to measure it. When you set great goals and you can measure them, that's when they actually get accomplished, right? So the tools for measuring success in digital marketing are Google Analytics and Google Search Console. Just two tools. You probably already know them. I'll include links for all of these in the notes just for your convenience. If you're not using Google Analytics and Google Search Console for your digital marketing efforts, you're missing out on a huge amount of information that could benefit your business. So I really recommend you get that set up immediately if it's not already. Okay, number two, I want to talk about keyword research. So once you have your strategy kind of set up for what you want to do as a business, you have your website up, you have analytics set up so you can measure everything that you're trying to do, then it's time for you to do some keyword research. And I won't get into every single detail about keyword research. I'll do that in a later video. But I want to give you the tools necessary to do great keyword research for free that won't take up very much of your time. And some of these are maybe not the most conventional ways that you would think of doing keyword research. But I'll start with the obvious. So number one, the Google Keyword Planner is the best keyword research tool, because Google's telling you exactly what the volume is for each keyword that you want to know about. So start there. Get into the keyword planner, start looking up your keywords, and use that as your go-to resource primarily. But there are so many other tactics that will probably produce more impactful results for you down the road. And I'm talking about finding keywords that aren't just broad. Just because a keyword has incredible amounts of volume doesn't mean that you're going to rank for it or find any value from it at all. But if you find a niche keyword, a long tail keyword, sometimes referred to as LSIs, if you find one of those keywords that's a little bit longer, then you'll find that that converts so much better for you and you have a higher chance of ranking for it. The reason is because the competition is so much lower for these keywords. So for example, if I am trying to teach about digital marketing for free, instead of targeting the keyword digital marketing, I might go after a keyword like digital marketing for dummies. It has a lot less volume, but it's just as valuable to me because I might actually rank for it. I'm not going to beat out Moz.com for anything right now, maybe in the future, but I can dominate those keywords, the long tail keywords. And so here are a lot of tools to help you get long tail keywords. Number one, start with Wikipedia. Wikipedia contains a list of references on almost every single page. And more often than not, the table of contents in that Wikipedia page will give you keyword ideas that you hadn't thought of, but that are on Wikipedia. Think of it this way. If you type in almost any keyword, especially an informational keyword, what is the most likely website to show up one or two in the search results? Wikipedia. If you look up raising chickens, you'll probably come up with a Wikipedia page as the number one or two result. And why is that? Because they have such a dominant authority online that the search engines favor them. And why this is important is that people are looking at Wikipedia pages. They have humongous volume, which means that those keywords that you can find from the reference, the table of contents on Wikipedia, are going to be highly valuable because people are looking at those pages. That's like 50% of what people are looking at on the internet almost. So start with Wikipedia. And then in conjunction with that, go to Reddit. Reddit has a very, you can use a very similar approach with Reddit. These are real people that are talking about real issues, real topics that they are interested in. So they're telling you, these are the keywords that I want coming up in my search results. They're just giving you the information to sell to them. Why not use it? Go find your ideal customers on Reddit and find the keywords that they're already mentioning. Okay, so another one that I really like is Google Trends. Google Trends is a little bit harder to navigate keyword-wise than Google Keyword Planner because it's not specifically meant for that. But you can type in your keywords in Google Trends and actually find out if it's going up or down or sideways or wherever it's going to see if it's really worth trying to work hard for that keyword. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes you should just drop a keyword because the analytics show in Google Trends that it's not really on the up and up, that it's more decreasing. And if that's the case, then it's not worth it. Try to find something else. Another one is Twitter. Just like Reddit, it's a social media platform where people are telling you what they're interested in. So take advantage of that. Search for people in your niche on Twitter. Find what they're tweeting about. Try to search for hashtags related to your keywords. And then finally, one of the most valuable things you can do is know your competitors and look at their websites. Look at their analytics. Try to find out what they're trying to rank for and how they're doing it. And I'm not suggesting that you steal from them in any way. All I'm saying is use it for inspiration. Try to find out what people are already looking for your competitors and use that to your advantage. Try to find out things along those lines and use similar messaging, but do not steal from them. That is bad. That's a digital marketing no-no, absolutely. All right, moving on. We want to talk about tools for social media. Social media is one of the greatest things that you can do in digital marketing because it's all free. Word of mouth is still really powerful, and this is how we do word of mouth in our society today. We post on Facebook, we tweet, we put pictures on Instagram. This is how we tell people about the things that are important to us. And these platforms are not just used for personal stuff, but also for business. So make sure that you're using this to your advantage. I won't tell you what Facebook is and what Twitter is. You know all that, but you should be using these and you should definitely try to hone in on the ones that are most important for your business. If you're thinking about whether it's important or not for you to be on Pinterest for your business, ask yourself the question, is my company really dependent on visuals? Do I have a physical product that I could display in a beautiful way online? If not, if you're offering a service, Pinterest probably won't be as effective for you as if you're selling journals, for example. For Instagram, it works for just about everybody, but maybe if you're a big tech company and you can't really relate to anybody on Instagram, it might not be worth it to spend as much of your time on it. So just consider what works for your business, what works on those platforms, and then go from there. Create a strategy. And another one that I want to share with you regarding social media is Pocket. It's an app or website, it's both, where you can research articles that you're interested in, you can declare the topics that you find interesting, and it will curate a bunch of information for you, a bunch of articles, and then you can share those on social media, you can repurpose them, or you can get ideas for keywords again. It's very useful. Always be learning. That is very important in digital marketing because it's changing constantly. And then the last one for social media that I want to talk about is Buffer. Buffer is a social media platform that helps you schedule out your posts and find content that's relevant to your audience. I use it mostly for scheduling because there are times that are just better for posting than others. In Facebook, I don't really like to post in the mornings because people aren't on Facebook in the mornings, but they are on Facebook in the afternoon, mid-afternoon, when they're kind of bored at work, right? So you find those times that work and schedule your posts out there, and it increases your engagement on social media. Alongside social media, I just have a tool for automating everything, and it's called IFTTT. If this, then that. That's what the tool is called. I think it's ifttt.com. You should go check it out. It helps set up workflows that trigger little things that automate so much for you. For example, you can set up a workflow that says, if I post on Instagram, then post on this, this, and this other platforms. And search these hashtags for me, and it can automate all kinds of stuff, and it saves you so much time. Digital marketing can be really time consuming. So there you go. There's a pro tip for you. You're not going to have to do too much design, but you will have to do a little for digital marketing just to make sure that things don't look too bad. I recommend using Canva. Canva is amazing. It's simple, it's free, and it'll make you, who is probably not a designer, look like a pretty good designer. You're not going to look like the most professional of all time because you haven't, you know, accrued that knowledge, but it'll definitely make you look above your pay grade in design. I recommend it highly. For your photos for design, I really recommend using Unsplash, which is the absolute best repository of stock photos because the photos don't look very stocky. They look really beautiful, a lot of nature pics, a lot of pictures of people in natural ways, so it doesn't look cheesy, and they're really high quality. Best part is it's completely free. Again, use Unsplash. Kind of winding down here, I just want to go over some general tools for your website. The number one best thing you can do is have your website built on WordPress so that it's customizable for SEO and it's customizable for your design to make sure that your site's beautiful and meets all of your needs for your marketing. Another one, inside WordPress, you have to download the Yoast SEO plugin. If you do not, you will regret it because it makes filling out all the SEO information on your site 10 billion times easier. You need this plugin, and it's completely free, of course, because it's in this video. Use Grammarly as well. Grammarly is just a spell check, grammar check plugin for your browser, for your phone. It makes sure you don't, you know, make typos. Everybody makes mistakes. You don't catch them. You're not going to catch your mistakes as much as a second pair of eyes will, and Grammarly is that second pair of eyes. So that's a good tool to use as well. Just make sure you look really credible in your content. Don't have typos. Don't risk it. And then finally, Google PageSpeed Insights will change your world because it provides really simple ideas on how well your page is doing in terms of how fast it loads and what you can do to change it. And this doesn't sound like the most exciting thing in the world, but ranking-wise, it's a factor. Page speed is a factor in Google search results, so you need to make sure that you know your site's loading fast on mobile and on desktop, and this will provide the necessary steps to make sure that that is the case. And then finally, for email marketing, MailChimp. Don't go elsewhere, just use MailChimp. It's amazing, it's so easy. In my opinion, has one of the best designs of any platform out there, any app, really. It's amazing. Use MailChimp to automate your email marketing. Now, if you don't know what a lot of these things are, that's okay, because this whole podcast and video, the whole course is designed for people that don't know digital marketing at all. 5 years ago, I didn't know anything about digital marketing, and I have worked hard and tirelessly for 5 years to try to figure out how to make it all work, and I think that I'm in a place now where I can start sharing what I've learned. I'm really excited about it. But if you're not to this point, if you don't know anything, that's totally fine. That's why I want to help you, and I want to help you do it for free. That's what's most important for me, because I was a starving college student when I was learning how to do all this, and I could not afford to take any course or to do any kind of thing that costs money to learn this stuff. I just had to grind and learn it all myself and get mentored and work for companies and agencies. And finally, I feel like I can share this with you, and I hope that you don't have to go through that where you have minimal resources for learning. If this was helpful for you, if this provided value, just let me know. Comment, subscribe to the channel. I'm really happy that you listened, and I'll be back again tomorrow.